Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hey everyone, it's Stassi. You are listening to Straight Up with Stassi, and I'm sad. I'm sad because, I'm here with my friend Rachel Hello. O'Brien again.
She's back. Sorry, guys.
The comedian Rachel, my stand-up friend, and she's going away to Europe for a month to do comedy for the troops.
Yay!
Like, first of all, that's really cool because, like, I'm imagining, like, Marilyn Monroe when she went and, like, sang for the troops, and, like, all those photos are, like, totes glam. And
obviously, it's going to be as popular when I do it as it was when Marilyn did it.
Well, I think that you should hire a photographer to bring with you so that you could, like, have that photographer take photos of you so you look more baller than you actually are.
That's a really good idea.
You know what I mean?
Maybe I can just find someone. I can just, like, slip them a 20 and be like, take photos of me, paparazzi style.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you got to make it like an iconic moment. And like, I hope you have your outfits together.
Stassi and I have been, I told her like 3 weeks ago, I was like, I just want to be comfy. I'm just going to bring like black leggings and just like black sweatshirts. And she almost slapped me across the face.
No, you know, this is how I feel about Europe. If you have the opportunity to go to Europe, that is your time to like wear your best outfit.
It's my Europe debut.
Like Bond girl style. Okay. You know what I mean? If you've got a Chanel bag, bring it. You got some Louis Vuitton?
I'm not bringing my Chanel bag.
Why?
Because I am traveling and I want to be comfortable, and I also don't want to alienate myself. Like, I
everybody
don't
in Europe dresses way better than we do. You're not going to alienate yourself.
No, I'm staying on military bases.
Oh, so you mean with the comics?
And like the military peeps. I don't want them to think I like think I'm better or something.
Aren't most of them men? I mean, like, what are the percentage of women that are?
I was wondering that actually, because I have to figure out how to tailor my material. I mean, there's obviously going to be women there.
You should have asked that a long time ago. The percentage of women, you know.
I mean, I'm sure it's a fact I can Google.
Well, I mean, is that freaky? Like, what if you're only telling girl jokes and it's just nothing but guys?
I mean, I don't know. My stuff's pretty neutral. I feel like it's fine in a mixed crowd. I'm Googling this right now. Percentage of women in the military. Anyways,
so like, how many other comics are going with you?
4.
So you guys are all
right there on that flyer.
Oh, here, cool. Oh, I'll post the flyer, you guys, when this airs on Twitter. Oh my god, that's so perfect.
And we take this stack. Oh, this, you got to hear this. So I have a stack of like, I'm not really good at estimating. I never really won that jelly bean game in school, but
That was the worst. I hate
right?
You're
like
that.
I don't know. 600. Give me a jelly bean.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, no. But I used to try and take it so seriously. I'd be like, okay, it looks like there's 10 across here, and then 10 across there, and then 10 across there. 10 times 10 times 10 times 10. And then I'm like, I get like 5,408,000. And they're like,
they're like, ma'am, there's 200. So we have this huge stack of like these flyers that we have to bring with us. They're not flyers, they're like postcard looking things.
Yeah, pretty like sturdy.
So, and a Sharpie. We're required to bring Sharpies with us because after we perform, then we go and hang out with the troops and they want us to sign that. And
yeah, like autographs.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so cool.
It's going to be cool to hang out with them.
You have to have good outfits.
Okay,
I'll
fine.
Be so annoyed.
I did. After you told me, I went shopping. And granted, I went to TJ Maxx, but I got some really good stuff. And off Saks. I got like all like Theory and Vince. It's not like it was like, I don't know. Anyways, and I got really good stuff. I got sweaters.
Yeah, because it's going to be
boots.
Cold. It's going to be like fall. It's going to be the perfect weather ever.
Really?
See, this
in
is,
UK?
Yeah.
It's going to be gloomy.
You're going to be able to layer.
I'm
you're going
to
wear
eat, like shepherd's pie.
Oh, shepherd's pie is so good.
What is it?
It's like potatoes with like ground meat with Ooh. Like cheese. It's like a,
I didn't even know it was
it's
in
like
it.
A mixed medley of thing.
So it's like eating a cheeseburger basically.
Except not, because okay. You can't eat it with your hands.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you could, but
Mm. I'm really excited about the food, if I'm really honest. Like,
of course.
I'm excited to perform. I'm excited to post all of it on social media because I'm a psycho.
Yeah, well, that's what the thing is like, you got to make it look cooler than it really even is.
What if it is cooler than even I could make it?
Well, then you can make it even cooler.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Good point. But I've been really, really excited about all the food I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Which is like the fat kid inside me is just like coming out.
So you're going to come back 15 pounds heavier.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. Well, if I was going to Europe for a month, I would hope so too.
I've always wanted to try auditioning looking different. So maybe I should just come back and be like, this is the new me.
This is who I am.
This is me. I could put a good 50 lbs back on like I was when I was younger and just be like, this is character me.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, let's go on a tangent real fast before we go back to like the whole comedy thing. I had lots of people writing in when you did my podcast with me last time, asking what we did in order to go from not hot to hot.
I think God just felt bad for us and was like, I'm going to throw you a bone.
You legitimately didn't do anything.
Well, I had broken my nose, so I had that straightened, but I didn't really have a broken nose when I was fat.
But your face looks completely different.
I had to lose a lot of weight.
And how did you lose weight? By working out? Are you gonna really be boring like that?
No, I didn't know that it was like weird to eat nachos and English muffins and individual sized bowls of cookie dough after school.
Oh like my God. I was Rachel, like, you and I were the same person. Right. I would literally make a batch of brownies and I could not stop. I would eat the whole thing. Like I couldn't stop myself. Like I don't get like that anymore. Like I'm very good at being able to.
We can't.
I don't even have that desire in my head to keep going. Like,
well, I feel like there were people like that I went to school with that were like, they just had like super fast metabolisms.
That wasn't me.
Where they could like eat cheeseburger and fries and they were still tinier. Like, you know, people like that now. And I would see them do it and I would think I could do it.
Yeah.
And so it just took a while for that to catch up with me and be like, oh, like that's not,
no, like that's not
working out for you.
That's not you.
And we didn't have that thing where, you know, when you're younger and it's like, oh, I just had such a fast metabolism and then I had to stop eating what I normally ate. And it was like the first time I ate it, I got fat. So,
you know, when I had a fast metabolism when I was 3 and then that was about it.
Me too. You know? That was my goal weight. That was the last time I was at my goal weight.
Yeah, my goal weight right now is age 8, I would say. You know?
Yeah, I was probably about 120 at age 8.
Were you really 120 at age 8? Wait, I remember the first time I hit 100 pounds. I remember exactly where I was. So I had this best friend, one of my best friends growing up. Her name was Shannon Buckley. I mean, we're still friends. So she didn't die. Like, I just was like, her name
Thank
was.
Thank God for Shannon. I was worried.
And we were the same height, same build, blonde hair. It was like almost same everything. And when I was, I think it was 11 or 12 years old, I was at her house and it was after dance class. We did everything together. So we went to dance class and then we came back and her parents always had a scale. And I got on the scale and I was 103. And she got on the scale and she was 100. And I looked at her and I was like, what? I cried. I locked myself in the bathroom as a child. Pretty sure.
How old were you?
11 or 12. I can't remember like which. I don't remember. But it was 100 pounds, 103 pounds. She was 100. My mom came over to pick me up as she did normally after dance class. And like Shannon and like her mom had to like go out and tell my mom like, hey, Stassi's like in the bathroom crying because she weighs 103 pounds. And my mom had to like talk me off the ledge because it's the first time you hit.
I'm trying to think of what a normal time for that is.
I don't know the normal like age is. And it wasn't that like I thought I was fat or anything. So like, this isn't about fat. Like, I'm not talking about fat right now. I'm talking about the moment the first time as a girl you hit the triple digits.
Yeah.
It's like it's like getting your period for the first time. I feel like, shouldn't you just remember that moment? I remembered clearly.
Because I grew up in such a small town that I don't think I was aware of it until I was aware of it. Meaning like, I don't think I had already gone 40 pounds past being shocked about what I weighed before I realized, like, but, oh, this isn't good.
No, but I'm just talking about, do you remember when you hit the triple digits?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
God, maybe I'm just a psychopath.
Saying, no, because I'm saying I wasn't aware of it. Like, I don't think I thought to weigh myself. And I think if someone would have told me that was weird, I'd have been like, you're crazy.
Oh.
Like, I get what you're saying. I wasn't like...
You weren't weighing yourself. You
weren't...
I didn't
have, no, like, body image issues until I finally realized, like, this... Oh, it had gone way past.
I think I've realized that I've had body image issues my whole life. And I feel really bad because I'm getting, like, a lot of my listeners are writing on my Instagram, like, can you please stop talking about how you're fat? And I'm like, yeah, I will stop. And I just want to let everybody know, I don't think I'm fat.
No.
I just see something different in the mirror that... you know, yeah. I am, and that's something that I struggle with, and that's my, like,
most girls have that.
I can't help it. I'm not trying, like, I don't want people to be thinking I'm like, oh, I'm fat, like,
yeah.
No,
it's, no, you're not like that at all.
It's a disease that I feel like develops in LA.
Well, you had it I had it in New Orleans,
so that was that. But yeah,
I got over, I mean, I still have it where I'm like, oh, I'm not, you know, where you think like you're not like someone else, but I got over it after I just realized there's like not, I mean, after you hit where you're like comfortable and you think like, well, what am I, unless I'm going to like starve myself and be like a psychopath, like this is probably as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
Once I was like aware of that fact, I was just like, well, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, but you work out.
Well, yeah, well, okay, but you're not at your peak. I'm at the peak. It's probably going to, this is as good as it's going to get because I work out. You still have the hope on the horizon that it could get better for you because you don't work out.
Because I haven't worked out yet.
Yeah.
We shall see.
God damn it. Now you're going to have a tiny body. I'm going to be the only one left. See, now I have body image issues.
Yeah, you do have a tiny body. Shit. See, you have body dysmorphia as well. This is an epidemic.
Damn it. I still have it.
I need to, like, I feel like I need to, like, do something to stop the body dysmorphia things for everybody.
Everyone, I mean, celebs come out and try to do it all the time, but...
I don't hear any celebrities talking about body dysmorphia.
Yeah, they do. Or they talk... Well, they talk about the media.
Oh, well, yeah. Like, body shaming and all that. Like, Gigi Hadid just wrote that, like, essay about body shaming. And I feel so bad. Gigi Hadid's the hottest person I've ever seen. Who the heck is body shaming her?
Random.
Who the hell...
Random people on
the internet. ...is fat shaming Gigi Hadid? Like, it's insane.
It's crazy.
And, like, I just posted a photo yesterday. And, okay... I don't gain weight in my legs. It's the one place that I don't. Mm-hmm. Like, I gain weight everywhere else. And someone just wrote, like, ew, legs, like, disgusting. And I'm like, people are so...
You're like, that's the one thing I'm proud
that's
of.
That's the one thing that I have that's to hold have, on to. Like, ma'am. Please. Like, God, people are just so mean.
It would be like if someone told me my face didn't look pretty. I'd be like, this is all I have.
Yeah, like, what do I... I mean, technically, I can change it. I've changed it a bit. You know what I mean?
So, oh, but we're going back to your question, right, on what we did.
So what we did, yeah. So, well, you started working out.
Yeah, I started working out, and my face always had really strong bone structure. Look, I looked like a wise old woman when I was little. So then eventually
creepy.
When the fat just came off, I just, like, I always looked older. I always had, like, bone structure like a 25-year-old. So then I sort of just, it kind of just came off, and then I had it.
So you're telling me you just started working out, and then you magically just turned into this?
Well, yeah, when you gain weight in your face, it changes your... When my face was bigger, I like, didn't have eyes. Like, they would just, like, eat my eyes. And then when I lost weight, then I had, like, big eyes. I was like, well, this is fascinating. You can't do surgery for that.
Well, I feel like you can do surgery for everything. See, like...
No, case in point, Kylie Jenner, when I showed you that picture of her...
That's true. Rachel did show me the other day a picture of Kylie Jenner with no makeup on, and she looked exactly the same as she did when she was 17, mm-hmm. except her lips were just ginormous yeah. still.
There's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
And although there are some people, like Kylie Jenner still looks like Kylie Jenner as a 12-year-old when she doesn't have makeup on.
So basically it's just contouring.
Yeah, like, well,
it's
does it,
just makeup.
Everyone has a selfie pose. Well, I mean, she has, like, the best makeup artist in the world, but then also everyone has a pose they can do where your face looks like... I have two different ways I can pose where I look like a drag queen on one side and then, like, a little kid on the other side.
Yeah, but when I see paparazzi photos of Kylie, she looks just like her Instagram photos.
Well, I guess it's the makeup then.
It's
like, really, it's, like, the best makeup artist in the world. I mean, I actually think she looks cuter sometimes when she doesn't have all that makeup on. Like, she was really cute.
I normally think that about people.
Yeah, she was really... Yeah, that's true. But it... I actually just stumbled upon... How did I stumble upon this? Oh, I was watching Celebrity Wife Swap. and Heidi and Spencer were on. And I was like, I wonder what Heidi's up to on Instagram now.
And oh my God, I follow Instagram. Heidi, and it's the most awkward Instagram ever.
She has... Did you see the one where she had the champagne? It was like her birthday one.
Yes, she's like a weirdo kind of. I think. Maybe.
I think she's kind of adorable though. I feel like she's kind of like
she just doesn't know better.
She's just simple, I think.
All right, that's fine. I don't think she's an asshole or anything. I just think like wow, I think you would your have Instagram's kind of weird.
Yeah, she's got natural looking too though,
because she's filled out a bit. Which looks good.
Really? No, but I feel like her plastic surgery is like settled. Like she doesn't wear a lot of makeup.
Maybe that's just because you're used to it now.
That's a good point.
This was like 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, when I had fallen into this Instagram hole of stalking Heidi Pratt.
Heidi Pratt, I guess. Yeah.
I almost said Heidi Spencer.
I guess you're right.
Then I stumbled across a picture. I was like, who's this beautiful blonde girl with her in this photo? And I clicked on it. I was like, that's... What's her name again?
Stephanie Pratt.
Stephanie Pratt.
She's on Made in Chelsea, which is like...
so different.
It's basically like the hills of England.
And I went into another hole and I started looking that show up. They have like 50 cast members. What's it about?
Hold on. I got an email like right after last season of Vanderpump Rules when no one thought I was coming back, which I'll get into later, from somebody from Made in Chelsea being like, hi, we're interested in having you on the LA, because we're going to have the cast members be in LA for Made in Chelsea. Would you like to be on this season? I'm like, I think I should probably stick to, if I'm going to do this, I should probably stick to what
stick to what you know.
Stick to what I know. I don't know. I'm not so sure. I don't know if I can like go and pretend to be friends with like randoms. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, hey, Stephanie, what's up?
That's true. The one thing about Vanderpump is it's legit friends.
It's legit friends. Yeah. So it's real. But yes, yeah, Stephanie Pratt, her face is completely different.
She
everything about it.
There's nothing, even the shape of it. Didn't she used to have like a wider face? She's got this like tiny little.
I mean, honestly, I hate to say this, but I think she looks really, really pretty.
She looks beautiful. Not that she wasn't pretty before, but she just looks like a completely different person.
Yeah. I think she did the Heidi Montag thing in the right way, but she doesn't look like how she was, you know, meant to
look. We also have to remember, though, that she was really young when she was on the hills, and maybe she just also evolved plus all the work. But
no, I'm not gonna say that she randomly, like, her face randomly naturally changed at the age of 25.
I thought she was a lot younger on it.
No, I'm pretty sure they were all like 24 25, something like that. Yeah.
Are they older than us?
Yeah, they're, well, oh yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I mean they're older than me.
Oh yeah, I guess they, no, I think they are, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But I thought she was like the younger sister. Like she was on it like in high, I don't know. Whatever, it doesn't matter. She looks really good, but she is one that managed to like completely change her face.
Yeah, it's just weird like seeing like a celebrity go like from like LA, like on the hills, all of a sudden go and be like on this reality show in the UK and then be now this like UK celebrity. It's so random.
She has a lot of followers.
Yeah, because I think from what I gather, because I love Daily Mail, from what I gather, I'm pretty sure Made in Chelsea is a big deal in the UK.
Wow.
So...
Well, I guess I'll find out when I go there.
Yes. Oh my God, you're gonna have to tell me. I need you to watch
the
show.
Where do they hang out?
I will stalk that for you, and
yeah,
give you a list. Like, are you gonna have a means of communication? Just email?
Yeah. No, email and text and call. I have.
Oh, you can text and call.
Yeah, I bought all the plans for.
Can you FaceTime?
Probably. Yeah, because Wi-Fi.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Wait, do you realize how much fun that would be to FaceTime with all your friends that are here?
That would be really fun.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna be so lonely. I'm probably gonna want to.
Are you gonna Periscope it?
Oh, I Periscope for like 2 hours drunk on Sunday night. So clearly I'm into Periscope again.
Shit. See, this is the thing.
I was like putting on performances. It was an aggressive. I was dancing. I was giving people
quizzes.
Well,
that sounds like some sort of like a bipolar situation. So no, I don't know how I feel about that.
It was awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, see, do you watch other people's Periscopes?
No.
See, that's the thing.
I don't look at other people's anything.
I just realized the other day, like, wait, I'm doing all this Periscope stuff, but I don't know how to look at anybody else's. So I'm like, should I be looking at other people? I don't know how exactly. I'm still getting used to the way it all works and the way you're supposed to do it.
Well, I don't think there's any way you're supposed to, right? Well, that's why I'm not going to look at other people's, because I'm just going to make mine. my own thing.
Maybe I should ask to get notifications on just like the people that I'm friends with so that I can watch you do embarrassing things when
Actually, you're not, and I'm going to write in weird comments. I don't want people to see.
And I'm going to write in weird comments to embarrass you.
I had one person from my hometown get on, which was embarrassing. And then some other name I recognized, but for the most part it was strangers. And I was grateful for that the next day when I had realized how drunk I was.
I bet. Well, you know, you can always delete them.
I do. I don't leave them up.
You delete your Periscope
right away. The second I take them.
The Periscope app.
Yeah. It doesn't even link to my Twitter. There's something wrong with it.
Oh.
So I deleted it.
So it's like, hey, the five people that are like looking at you.
No, I had like 900 at one point.
That's a lot.
It was very popular.
That's a lot. What were you...
I was like,
were you doing porn?
No, it was the moon. Annabelle told me to charge crystals, so I was making fun of how ridiculous that was, even though I love Annabelle. And then I was doing like music quizzes for whatever song was playing on the radio.
Well, you sound like you're really good at Periscope.
I was like a game show host, basically. It was a whole variety show.
I think this is something that you should continue. See, I'm really boring with Periscope. I like look at it and like squint my eyes because I'm trying to like read what people are saying and answer. So it's the most boring Periscope like you could imagine.
I thought the Periscope you did at Patrick's radio show was really fun. I went back and watched that one.
Of course you did, because you were in it.
No, but you and Patrick were funny where he were like blink twice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Patrick doesn't like being on camera, so I'm easing him into it.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Back to getting hot.
Okay.
You know what? I've also realized, okay, so when I was in high school, I like really wanted to be like Angelina Jolie or like Liv Tyler.
I loved Liv Tyler.
You know what I mean? Like all of those brunettes are like Ava, what's her name? Ava Green.
Mm-hmm.
Like black hair, white skin. I'm like, that's what's up, because I am a blonde haired, like, you know,
no,
Aryan.
No, it's because you have light eyes though. That looks really good with dark hair.
Well, it didn't in high school. So I dyed my hair jet black, and I too thought that because all of my friends were eating hamburgers and sides of bread and french fries every day that I was allowed to eat that too. Nope, turns out like, you know, we all have our own special metabolism. So once I left to go to college, I watched myself on The Amazing Race, realized that black hair and white skin didn't work for me. So,
well, do you think it was the black hair and the white skin that was the problem?
I'm going into the first part of the problem. Okay. So the black hair and white skin did not work. So I slowly started lightening my hair and slowly started tanning. And then when I went to college, I still ate a lot, but not like the way I did in high school. So, like, I slowly got a little smaller.
Oh.
A little smaller in college. Like, most people, like, gain, like, the freshman 5 or whatever. Like, I lost the freshman 5 because I wasn't at a cafeteria every day like I was during high school and eating my mom's spaghetti and freaking fettuccine Alfredo every
Sounds
night.
So
I had
good,
to look
though.
At, I had to make my own food, which I am lazy. So, sometimes I just starved because I'm lazy.
You should just try being homeless. Then you would, no,
I did,
you already did that.
I did that. I did that.
Actually, you lost a lot of weight.
So being homeless, I guess, you know, like, that helped. And so then I moved to California, where you definitely like get insecure because everybody's super skinny. And I got addicted to Adderall and lost a lot of weight. So
that'll do it.
I hate that I'm like saying this because girls are asking right now, like messaging me being like, how do you lose weight? And please do not, like, I am not recommending Adderall.
Okay.
I'm just being super honest. I'm just being open about what happened to me when I was here.
Young kids, that's the quick fix.
That's, I don't want to promote it.
I'm trying to give them a lesson now.
I don't want to
You can also work out.
Yes.
But that takes a long time to get the body back. Like, I had a lot of loose skin after I lost weight, so it took a long time to tighten that up. Well, I'm talking years. I don't want to discourage you, but I'm talking years.
Yeah. Like, how long?
I don't want to discourage you, but it took a long time.
Yeah, please don't, because I don't want you, I don't want to be discouraged either. So, like, everyone, just Just work hard. You know what I mean? And, you know, speaking of Adderall,
I've addressed
this a few times on my podcast, but like, I'm just going to keep doing it until I feel whatever. Just because there were all of these like websites that came out that like I outed the cast of Vanderpump Rules for Adderall, and I feel really bad about it. And I still sometimes take Adderall. So I'm not really one to talk. It's something that I struggle with because I'm obsessed with it, but it also can lead to an addiction and lead to depression and
Jesus. Well, it's not like it's meth.
Well, I'm trying. It turns me into a psycho sometimes. I just want to be upfront.
Yeah. And I think that's,
you know,
good.
What I mean? I don't want, if, because every like girls are messaging me being like, how do you lose weight? I don't want them to be like, oh, I'm just going to go get Adderall, because it can make you psycho and make you sad.
Also, if you don't take it, then you're just going to gain the weight back. So,
well, that's true. Yeah.
So that's the real reason not to.
I went to a nutritionist and she just basically put me on a like low carb. And this was a nutritionist that will work with like whatever you're not willing to give up. And I was like, I'm not willing to give up butter, sauces, and alcohol. Sauces. Like those, and meat. Like those are my favorite things. And cheese. Mm-hmm. Basically like everything. I was like, but I can give up carbs. Like I don't crave carbs. Like that's fine. And so she put me on something to where, you know, I had to eat under a certain amount of calories. I'm not going to name the name because I don't want girls to be like all going all anorexic. And then just doing like quick, hardcore 30-minute workouts, like as much as you possibly could.
And you lost weight?
I did. The first week, I lost like 6 or 7 pounds.
In a week?
Because I don't work out. So all of a sudden, when I'm all of a sudden working out and like eating the right way.
This is what I'm saying.
But then I became homeless 4 months ago and like fell off track because I was just always eating out. And so, yeah, I mean, that did.
You have the same favorite foods as me. I don't really need carbs. Like basically carbs are just like a vehicle for me to put butter on. Mm-hmm. But like, I'll just like pick off like a small piece of the bread and then just like put butter, like, wrap it around it like it's a fucking pigs in a blanket and then eat that. Like,
no, I eat bread with my butter.
Yeah, me too.
So, you know what I mean? It's like I choose foods based on whether I can put ranch dressing on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just like something that I'm not willing to give up. I don't really crave sweets that much. I like them. Yeah. But like if like
brownie days are over.
Yeah. That was in high school. So my advice to everybody is to find the things that you can live without and don't eat those things.
That's actually very good advice. You should write a book.
Well, it would be one sentence long. So my book would be like Stassi's diet advice. Open the book and it would say, find the thing you can live without
and don't eat it.
Period. Sell that shit for $28.
I think
make a killing.
Wait, so I'm gonna feel like a really big asshole for not remembering which comedian it was that said this. He said that that the Bible should basically just be, don't be an asshole.
Yeah,
and that's
pretty much it.
Be a good person.
Like shit could have been way easier. Like I wouldn't have had to go to like religion class.
Yeah.
For the, like 12 years of my life.
Just don't be a shitty person.
Just don't be a dick.
Yeah, it'll be good.
I think we found the secret to like diets.
Okay, so we just started a new religion and new diet.
What if we make it a deligion?
I like it.
Dialigion.
I like it. So the it's book like we just have two pages. It's
two
easy.
Two pages.
That don't like to read. They could just
I'll put in tons of like photos.
Yeah,
inspirational photos.
Before and after.
This
is photos. Me eating cookie dough. This is me just eating butter. See, look how much butter I look. Just look eating the butter.
And then this is me like miserable because I'm just eating a boiled egg.
Yeah. See, look how unhappy I am.
But basically,
which will make me be a dick.
Basically,
hungry people aren't nice, so don't starve yourself.
That's true. Hungry people annoy the shit out of me. They're annoying to be around.
That's all they can talk about because they can't eat. So they're only talking about the things that they can't eat. Or the fact that they're just like dieting.
Yeah, and it's just so freaking annoying. Don't ever be one of those people. Seriously, I don't think my listeners are like that because I have like really, really cool listeners. So I think we're okay. There was something I just wanted to say and I forgot what it was. What were we just talking about? Okay, like getting hot, getting whatever, like people had been asking that.
The plastic surgery thing.
And then there's plastic surgery. Yeah, I did get a chin job. I'm very open and vocal about that. So
that
like,
wouldn't have changed your face that much. See, your face just evolved too.
Well, I mean, when you grow up, like yeah. your face changes, but like.
I mean, the last time my face looked like that, I was like 13, 14.
Really?
Yeah.
So like your face, the way that it looks now was how it looked in high school.
When I lost weight, yeah. And then I gained weight a little bit in college and then it warped my face again. Like if I put on weight, yeah, it will look a lot different.
Oh my God. I know. So like last year when I started gaining weight, like during that time, and I saw like the last interview I did on Vanderpump Rules, so like on like the finale or whatever, and I had gotten Botox. Okay.
Just like a shiny...
So basically my boobs, because I gain my like weight goes in my upper body. It's like stomach, boobs, arm. It's like that's where my weight go and face. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just remember like looking at these interviews, like these boobs that are bigger than my head and like my arms are bigger. And then because my face was bigger, it was awkward. And then the Botox made me feel like like I had gained so much weight that I can't even like.
That's like
make facial expressions.
That's like the one time not to get Botox because your face is so filled out that it's not gonna have wrinkles.
Well, I wasn't aware of that. So now I refuse to get Botox because I'm scared that I will look the same. Like I need to look like it freaked me out. It looked like I was so swollen that my face couldn't make facial expressions.
That's really funny.
Because yesterday I went to Disneyland with my mom. Uh-huh. Well, actually it was Nikolai's birthday. And so aww. I went with my family. So my sister, Nikolai's friend, my sister's friend, my mom. And my mom's like, Sassy, you need to, sorry, mom. She's like, you need to get Botox. Like, you know, it's preventative. I'm like, mom, I did it. And when I saw myself on camera, it just looked like I was too swollen to make any facial expressions. So no, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I think it could have been a perfect storm, though, of the fact that you put
it,
on
maybe it was.
Like,
maybe it was.
I don't know, though. I think filler is the thing that looks really weird on people. Like, I can tell when a person that's way too young gets filler, where you're just like, ooh.
I always think they look good. Ugh.
See, I don't know. I'm talking, like, the ones that are not done right. Because if it's done right, then you can't tell.
Yeah, then people just, like, look extra hot.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how my mom's the reason I'm an alcoholic?
Sorry.
I'm Stassi's calling her mom. Out. I feel so bad.
Well, it hasn't affected mom, her. She looks like she's 12.
I know. My mom literally looks like she's 14.
Like, not in a way, like, you're just complimenting her. Like, she looks so young.
Mm-hmm. I know. She has such a pretty face, and she has such a hot bod. It's really weird. And she's going to be mad at me because she listens to my podcast, so she's going to be mad at me for being like, my mom's the reason I'm an alcoholic. But, no,
it's not a... I mean, you could have given her worse problems.
But we... know? That's true. Good point. I could have called her a prostitute.
I mean, like, but you could have made her ugly. I'm joking. That was a joke.
But I went to Disneyland yesterday, and I had to drive separately because they all are coming from like Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. And I was sober. Okay.
So driving. That's great.
Well, no. I mean, like, I got
proud of you.
I assumed that when I got there, because they wanted to meet at 9:30 in the morning. Okay. Yeah. It takes like an hour to get there. So I had to wake up at like 7. And I'm like,
I just love that you were proud of the fact that you were sober at 9:30.
Well, meaning I thought that when we got to Disneyland, we would end up going to a restaurant at like downtown Disney and yeah. like getting a Bloody Mary or mimosas or something like that. And no, Nikolai wasn't into it. So basically we had to do what he wanted to do. And we walked into Disneyland.
Because it's his birthday.
Because
it's crazy.
Like, Jesus. Like, what a selfish little
dick. Why doesn't he want to go to
dick?
A bar? What an asshole.
God.
Who is this kid?
I have such a selfish brother. Freaking 11-year-olds. We walked into Disneyland. My mom's like, we need a drink. I'm like, well, we're in Disneyland now, so nothing you can do about it. And she goes, oh yeah, there is. And I was like, no.
She had it on her?
She brought a purse that has this secret flap that you don't know about that you can stick a flask in.
Damn it.
So
she
like,
should be on Narcos.
When they were like looking in her purse, looking for things, they could feel that like something was heavy. But they were like, but there's nothing in here. It just must be the purse.
She was like, I use it for weight loss. I like to just carry it around. There's a little weight in there.
Yeah. 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 Basically. So
she
snuck in.
Flap?
She had a secret flap that like So you could hide anything
God
in there.
God bless Dana.
Yeah. So she brought...
You're a great woman.
She brought in pomegranate vodka. So we were good for the first 5 hours. First 5 hours. Then we ran out. So it was like... Hey, Nikolai, like Georgie, my sister, like, hey, you guys go have fun on your own. Like, oh, this is your first time to be independent. Like, we're going to give you that privilege. Like, Nikolai was like so excited. Like, what? I can be on my own, me and my friend. We can just go. And it's like, well, like, yeah, like, you know, we trust you. Like, we want you to have a good birthday. So we were like, we need to get to California Adventure like now. And so then we were able to go and have cocktails. And then Nikolai kept calling us. Where are you? Like, I really want to go on Splash Mountain with Stassi. Like, I really want to go on Space Mountain with you, Mom. Like, I really want. And we're like, well, Mom and Stassi are having cocktails. Like, sorry. So that was really fun. My mom's actually a very a fun person to go to Disneyland with. But so basically... I got in an argument with somebody there.
Uh-oh. The lady you texted to pick us a picture of?
Yeah.
Hers did not look happy.
She did not look happy.
You looked like you pissed her off.
I didn't mean to.
Well.
It's just like I was trying to be like somewhat careful since I was almost arrested at Disneyland before. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know the story. I'm not going to retell it.
It's not a good place for you.
So and my sister's very embarrassed of me because she has a year pass and she goes all the time. But I bought a year pass. So I will be going all the time.
All right.
And so she takes Disneyland very seriously. So she's like, Stassi, stop. Like, you're embarrassing. Like, stop drinking so much. Stop doing this so much. I'm like, hey, why don't you just be cool? Be hip.
There you go.
There you go. And we wanted to go see the Aladdin show because it's... Have you ever been to the Aladdin show at Disneyland?
I don't like group activities like that.
No, so. It's like a musical. It's like a musical theater show.
Stassi, I've told you, I hate musicals. There's nothing I hate more than people singing when they're supposed to be telling me what they're saying. Just fucking say it.
Oh my God, you have said
that. Don't sing at me.
Oh my God, you have said that.
No, it's my worst nightmare.
Okay, well, I love musicals.
I know.
Like, love them.
It's like one of the only things we don't have in common.
And
but I can deal with it. I have other friends that like musicals.
They're magical.
They're ridiculous.
I've been to the Aladdin show, the Aladdin musical at California Adventure before.
Guess what? Aladdin wasn't supposed to be a musical, really.
But it was a good one.
Okay.
And my sister, this is like the only, like, you know, like how like we sometimes get like VIP shit, you know, like, oh, we get front row to this or we get to do it, you know, like we get special treatment. I don't get special treatment in Disneyland. Nobody gives a shit. Legitimately. No one cares. I can't get a reservation to any like restaurant. Ariel's Grotto. Not giving you a shout out.
I just don't really think it's your demographic. I don't really think the Vanderpump brand really like gels with Disney. So maybe they're just trying to promote like.
That's true. They're probably embarrassed of me. I mean, I don't ever say like I'm this person, but I'm just like, can you please? Aren't I charming enough for you to be like, oh, let her in, give her a table? No, never happens. Disneyland people, I'm not their favorite. But the Aladdin show, my sister, it's her only VIP situation. She gets front row whenever she wants to.
It.
So she's like, I've got you guys VIP passes. I'm like, oh, really? Like, what did you do, Georgie? She's like, I made friends with one of the guys who works the rope. And I'm like, nice
wow.
work.
That's nice.
Nice work. But when I tell you, like, when you go to the VIP, it's not like people that paid for it. It's just like... musical theater people who like literally in Disneyland freaks that like go every single day. You know what I mean?
Well, that's like people that went to clubs a lot.
Yes. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So the front row is full of that and me.
I like it.
But they wouldn't let me bring in my wine. And so I was just like trying to.
So you looked her right in the eye and you just chugged it and you were like, watch me.
I made eye contact that long because I would have spilled it all over myself. But like, why don't Disneyland people like me?
Why aren't you allowed to drink in Disneyland?
You can drink.
Question.
Okay. I don't know why you can't drink in Disneyland. You can drink in California Adventure.
But in Disneyland, you can't drink.
No, in Disneyland's the more fun one.
It would be great to be able to drink there.
Heck yeah. I would go to Disneyland every day. It's weird.
What?
And you know what? I honestly, I feel from the last experience that I had at Disneyland that they are like, They are like the all and powerful, like Oz. Like they see and hear everything. Like when I was walking with my mom, my sister, and all that stuff, and like I was making jokes about like Disneyland police, my sister's like, "Stop! They can hear you." But like what? Without cracking a smile. So I'm scared.
It's like the KGB.
What is
that? Know what that is?
No.
Okay.
Am I too young or am I too ignorant?
Ignorant.
Do you want to explain?
No.
Well, now you have to.
Just look it up.
KGB.
Russian.
So I'm going to get all of these people tweeting me being like, "Stassi, you're such a moron. Like, you don't know anything about anything." Cool.
I love that your mom had the flap. Have you seen Narcos yet?
No, but everyone...
She would have been so good.
Really?
Yeah, we need to get her down to Columbia.
I need to watch this show.
It's really good.
Really?
Really good.
How many episodes in are there?
I know you feel... The same way, like the way I feel about musical theater is the same way that Stassi feels about like blow history and drug movies. No, you said you don't like those as much.
No, you got it that confused. I don't like drug movies. I like,
no, that's what I'm saying.
I like history things.
No, but because I hate musical theater. You hate those.
Oh, yeah. I hate drug movies. Like they're boring.
Maybe you could show me. I didn't dislike Rent. So maybe Narcos will be your Rent.
That was my least favorite musical I've ever seen, probably because it has to do with drugs.
Oh my God, do I like drug things?
I think you just like
drug
things.
But I don't do drugs. I'm fascinated by them. Yeah, that's true.
Really?
Yeah, I like drug movies because I think they're fascinating. That took a whole weird turn, people.
Yeah, that really did. I mean, I'm sitting here talking about Disneyland and all of a sudden you're like, "Hey, have you seen, do you want to talk about drugs?
Well,
please,
you were,
let's talk about
as
drugs."
As if you were talking about Disneyland, like you were there like winning stuffed animals. Your first at Disneyland was the secret vodka pouch.
I just wish you were there. Like it would have been so much fun. Like my mom is teaching me the ropes of how to like get away with drinking at Disneyland. Like
now Dana needs to write a book.
Yes, Dana does need to write
a book. How to get away with drinking in places where drinking would otherwise not be accepted.
Do you know how embarrassing?
By Dana Schroeder.
Yes. Do you know how embarrassing it was that the last ride we went on was Ariel's ride? And so we have our red wines and we're like walking.
Where'd you get red wine?
California Adventure.
But then you brought it back in?
You can walk around outside. So then we get to the line and they're like, "You can't bring that on the ride." I'm like, "But what if we like wait in a line?" And they're like, "You can wait in the line, but like you're going to have to throw it away." So we had to just take a step like on the side, me and my mom, and just start downing our red wine while like everybody else is like, these families are watching us. Like, who are these alcoholics that are like having to shoot red wine in order to like get on this ride? And I'm like, I'm not wasting this shit. Like, no, hell no.
It was probably very expensive. It was...
Is expensive. Disneyland, I feel like I probably spent $1,000 yesterday.
So you can walk from California Adventures back over to Disneyland. You can walk back around and forth with your cocktail, but you can't get on a ride with it.
You can't have cocktails. You can't have any alcohol in Disneyland.
So Ariel is at California Adventure.
That was in California Adventure.
Oh, that explains.
Yeah. Cause there's just so many rules.
So many rules.
There's so many rules. But I love Disneyland. I'm gonna start hanging out like there all the time.
It just doesn't really seem like your place.
I just love themed things. It's like, that's why I like Vegas, except so basically
like
it's like
Vegas. I like Vegas for the food though.
Is Disneyland. Well, I mean, there's hot dogs and stuff.
Mm, not my kind of food.
There are fun restaurants there. I feel like in Disneyland, but
yeah,
you know.
I did one of those princess teas with my niece. That was actually pretty fun.
What?
Where the princesses all dress up and they come and sit with you and you like eat the meal. That was actually pretty cool.
Wait, that's crazy that you just said that, because that's when I tried. That's the restaurant I tried to get into. Ariel's Grotto in California Adventure, because
you have to have a reservation, Stassi. It's a big deal.
But I was literally like, please, I want to be able to take a photo with all of the princesses. And they're like, they only do that during the day. And I thought it was going to be dinner. And I was like, fuck it. I'm not eating right now. I'm not hungry.
You just want to see the princesses.
I wanted to take photos of the princesses. I wanted a full-on photo with the princesses.
Next year, you should do your birthday there during the day for the princess meal.
Oh, my God.
You have to plan ahead.
I'm going to be 28.
I think at that point, it's just ironic then, you know?
You're right. Especially if I dress up.
Yeah.
Like as my favorite Disney princess.
Yes.
And then I can just like shove that one out and be like, sorry, girl.
Sorry.
Like, I know what's up.
Yes.
Get out of my way. So, yeah, that was basically my day yesterday. I went very to eventful. Disney. I haven't even talked about the fact that I moved into a new apartment. I'm not homeless anymore.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, that's what's
one block
up.
From me.
One block away from you. That's so exciting.
But she Ubered to me today.
Because I had heels on.
Oh, good point.
Like, I can't do that.
I've Ubered to Laurel Hardware from here before.
Yeah, I would Uber. Yeah, I'm sorry. Good Uber point. All day, every day. But I'm going to miss you dearly.
Because I'm leaving for a month. Well, you'll see all of my posts.
Everyone needs to start following her on
the social media.
On the social media stuff, so that especially if you're going to be periscoping.
I'll definitely be periscoping.
Yeah. So
I just downloaded Snapchat too. I haven't turned it on yet.
I'm not good at that.
I haven't clicked on the button that I downloaded, but
I try.
I'm going to try. It's not.
I make an effort sometimes when I think of it. It's just like I can't have too many like social media apps. Yeah. It's just too much. You know what I mean?
I'm super excited to social media when I'm out of town.
Okay, but so everybody listening, you'll be able to get, if you follow her on Periscope, well, stop deleting your Periscopes.
They don't connect to my Twitter anyways.
It's okay. People can follow you on Periscope and then
leave
rewind.
Them up there.
Leave them up. Fine. So you guys can watch.
We'll Periscope tonight at dinner.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So you can watch all of her like comedy shit, you know, like watch all of her Europe shit. Like,
I literally think I'm performing for like 3,000 troops at a time. Like,
that's
I'm
going
to have to Periscope like going on stage.
Like it's basically be you're Aerosmith.
Do you think?
Yeah.
That's like my dream.
Except pretty.
Actually, I think Steven Tyler was very pretty.
Actually, you're right.
I just need to put scarves on my mic. There's so many things I have to do. Oh,
you should so like come up with a thing.
I need a thing.
Yeah, you need a thing. Okay.
Can't just rely on alcoholism okay. for forever.
Give me what? A couple hours to think of a thing. Well, alcoholism can be your thing, but we need like a visual thing.
Okay.
So everybody follow Rachel N. O'Brien. So Rachel No Brian.
And Rachel is spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L because my parents were jazzy.
Yeah, well... You and I both at Twitter, at Instagram, look her up on Periscope, and I guess now Snapchat. She might suck at it, but like
I haven't tried it yet.
It'll be cool to like see everything going down in Europe.
I'm so excited.
I'm really gonna miss you. And
I'm gonna miss you.
Thank you for doing my podcast.
We'll FaceTime.
Yeah,
you can approve all my outfits.
Yeah, that's what
I don't want to disappoint.
Yeah, otherwise I will judge.
I know.
Okay. Anything else you want to say?
No.
Bye, my Khaleesi's. Till next time.